a new thing. Hello, Malcolm here. Welcome to your daily devotional podcast, anchored in Isaiah 43 and verse 19. God says, "See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." Now we're currently looking at God doing a new thing in the life of Esther, and today we explore Esther's concern. In Esther chapter 3 verse 6, we hear that Haman, that's her arch nemesis, Haman plotted to destroy all the Jews, the people of Mordecai, throughout the whole kingdom of Assyrus. This is a non-Jew planning to kill all the Jews, including Mordecai, the cousin of Esther, and indeed Esther herself. In chapter 4, verse 1, when Mordecai learned all that had been done, Mordecai tore his clothes, put on sackcloth and ashes, and went through the city, wailing with a loud and bitter cry. He went up to the entrances of the king's gate, for no one might enter the king's gate clothed with sackcloth. In every province, wherever the king's command and his decree came, there was great mourning among the Jews, with fasting and weeping and lamenting, and most of them lay in sackcloth and ashes. When Esther's maids and her eunuchs came and told her, the queen was deeply distressed. She sent garments to clothe Mordecai so that he might take off his sackcloth, but he would not accept them. Esther's concern, it's touching. She hears that Mordecai is dressed in sackcloth. She hears the news about his less than trendy clothing from her companions, and at first she does not know why, but she does know it can't be very comfortable. And she's not only concerned for him, but it says deeply distressed. She knows something is up. Her cousin is uncomfortable and something is making him behave very oddly. Something is wrong. And she wants then to do something about it, to find out what's going on, to discover the purpose and the reason for the sackcloth. And he can't get close to her because he's not allowed to, because he's wearing sackcloth. But she wants to find out. She wants to know. She wants to be involved. So she takes time and makes the effort to select clothing for him. And we don't know how she did that. She didn't have any clothes of her own that would fit him, but she sourced some clothes. She selects them and then persuades somebody to go and take them to him. Now, he doesn't want them. He won't take them, and she'll find out all the reasons shortly. But I wonder, I imagine he must have felt at least some crumb of comfort in knowing that somebody cared. His cousin Esther cared enough to notice that he didn't have these nice clothes and she wanted him to have them. There's a genuine concern for her cousin here. What helps you to have concern for people in the way that God does for us? In Proverbs 29, verse 7, the righteous care about justice for the poor, but the wicked have no such concern. Our hearts must be open to the needs of the poor and needy. Or Jonah chapter 4 verse 11, God says, "Should I not have concern for the great city of Nineveh? More than 120,000 people cannot tell their right hand from their left, not to mention the animals." God says he has concern, even though Jonah doesn't. The quality of our concern for other people is often a barometer for our connection with our Heavenly Father. Our Heavenly Father has concern for us. That's why we now know him as our Heavenly Father. But he also has concern for all the poor and needy of this world and those who are far from him spiritually. And that concern of his never goes away. It never diminishes. Yours and mine does. I know. We all know. We go up and down a little in our genuine concern for other people. But then there are moments when we can be prompted, like Esther is prompted here to be concerned for her cousin. Perhaps this devotion might help us to be prompted to have concern for other people who are needy or spiritually far from God. Why not take some time today to ask God to awaken concern in you that leads to practical help for someone? I hope you find your world inspired by God doing a new thing. Until tomorrow, take care and God bless.